Sean Patrick Maloney, you know the Clintons well. I guess it's at the top of our list. What do you make of Hillary's declaration?
Well, I think she's off to a great start. And I think focusing on the American people, focusing on hardworking families, is the whole point. We need to grow this economy and bring everybody along. And I'm delighted to see her in the race. I'm delighted to see her focusing on those issues. It is great for New York. It's great for my district in the Hudson Valley. This could be a terrific partnership. And I couldn't be more excited about it. And I want to congratulate her on a great launch.
We have a potential for a trifecta here. Chuck Schumer becomes the head Democrat in the Senate, maybe the head of the whole Senate. Hillary becomes the president of the United States. You got a Cuomo as the governor. Things are looking blue.
Well, look, I think that's great. And I think that what's more important than it looking blue is that we start getting this government working for people who are working. And, you know, what people tell me every day is they want this thing to work. They want us to grow. They want to bring everybody along. And they are tired of being stuck in the mud. They want to grow this economy, and they want it to be something that middle-class, working-class families feel. Families like the one I grew up in that depend on this thing working. We need an economy that's generating wealth again for people who are working hard. And that's what Hillary Clinton is talking about this week, and I'm very proud to see it.
Have you formally endorsed her?
Well, you consider this a formal endorsement right now, Alan. It's worldwide exclusive
We made the news. Okay, that's great.
Great. In the category of category of not surprising. For people who may not understand, sure. I started working for the Clintons 20 years ago. I worked on the campaign in 1992. I worked on the White House senior staff. So I'm very much a fan of the America that they built in the 1990s that was inclusive, where we had a growing economy, where we were paying down our debt, where we balanced the budget the right way, where we were at peace and engaged with the world. We need to have policies that grow this economy again for middle-class families, for people who are working hard and who are trying to figure out how to pay for college, trying to plan a retirement that they can actually enjoy, trying to pay their property taxes and make ends meet. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I just think that there was a good model we had in the 90s, and we can bring that into the future.
Okay, so this, of course, is, we always have a good time, right, Sean? We talk to each other.
Yes, we do.
However, now it gets a little tougher. You just said, and quite rightly, that, you know, you work for them, you have a loyalty to them, and you can consider this an endorsement. However, dark music, Bill de Blasio, who also fit those very categories, did not endorse her. What do you make of that?
Well, I think Bill de Blasio, you know, should have his head examined. I don't understand why my friend Bill de Blasio would have any reservations about a person he worked for, about a champion for New York, about someone who's going to do more for hardworking families in the Hudson Valley than anybody else who's running. I just couldn't disagree with him more. I think this is a person who has her headquarters in New York, who is always going to have New York front of mind when she's in the Oval Office. I think we ought to get behind her, and I think we can have all the conversations we want about what she ought to emphasize, and there's going to be positions that, you know, I want her to push up and others I want her to push down and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. That's normal. But let's be clear what the alternative is. The alternative is the team that wants to go after Medicare and go after Social Security, that wants to give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires, is some trickle-down theory that has never worked. We need to grow the economy and bring everybody along. That's what I want to do.
So should you pick up the phone and call him and say, hey, Bill, get on the team?
Oh, I think he heard it from pretty much everybody and their brother that maybe he ought to clarify his comments a little bit.
Okay, now that brings us to the next person who you might see as an offender, and that is the president himself has sent somebody out front to say, you know, he's not making a formal endorsement because there are other people who may want to declare. What do you think of that?
Oh, look, I don't make too much of that. I think it wouldn't be unusual for a president to try to stay out of the political day-to-day. You know, I think it's pretty clear what he said, that he has enormous respect for Secretary Clinton, that they work closely together, they are friends. And there are going to be differences. I mean, God knows I have my differences with this president, and I think you're going to see differences in the Clinton approach than in the Obama approach. I'm looking forward to that, frankly. I prefer the Clinton approach, to be very candid with you. I think we need to grow this economy more rapidly. We need to bring everybody along. And we need to stop this gridlock and this fighting in Washington and get to work.
So could we make some more news with your reaction to the president? I mean, you already made news. It's out on Twitter already. You know, say he ought to have his head examined. De Blasio ought to have his head examined. Can we do something
similar? Alan, how much news can I make in one 10-minute segment
well,
on your show?
Yeah, well, you make
We're
a point.
We're going for a record here.
Yeah, you make a point. Okay, okay. So if you were sitting in the Republican Party seat right now, and you wanted to come up with the most effective vote-getter to oppose Hillary, assuming it's going to be her, who would you choose?
Oh, I'm going to let the Republicans pick their own candidate.
I knew you were going to say
that. You know, I mean, honestly, my job is to get this economy working for people in Hudson Valley and to focus on things like making our trains safe and to get, you know, agriculture policy that works for our farmers and all the other things that you and I talk about on this show.
Sure.
I'm really going to do my best to kind of stay out of the political pundit business.
Okay, you can be chicken if you want to. Let's talk about what you just mentioned, rail safety.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that. Are we making any progress here, or can we expect to see more of the same coming up as these disasters continue to happen?
Well, you know, this is a very serious subject, and so I want people to know that we are making demonstrable progress on this. Just yesterday, we were announcing $3 million from the Department of Transportation to implement positive train control, which I've been pushing for very hard, on Amtrak's Empire Line. That goes right through the Hudson Valley. This is part of an effort we have been engaged in intently for more than a year now. It includes $1 billion loan request from Metro North to the Department of Transportation and the Federal Railroad Administration that should be approved later this spring. It involves getting serious about using this technology for people who don't know, which is Wi-Fi and GPS, to stop out-of-control trains, technology that would have saved lives at Spuyten Duyvil in 2013, and that when applied to other types of technologies, like motion detectors or sensors at crossings, can reduce accidents like the one we saw in Valhalla. You know, I would say these are accidents waiting to happen, except they are already happening. We are losing more people every year on rail crossing accidents. We know it's where 95% of the fatalities occur. I'm all over this issue, and because there's such obvious solutions. You know, we went to work and got a $300 million federal grant program written into the passenger rail bill that passed the House a couple weeks ago. I'm very proud of that. That will send critical resources to local communities like Newcastle and Valhalla, Chappaqua, that want to put an overpass on that rail crossing where we know people are at risk. You know, this is going to save lives, and so this is the important work I want to do in the Congress, and I'm glad you asked me about it, because I don't think there's any issue I've been working on harder since I got reelected than making these trains safe, because it also includes these oil trains that are coming through the Hudson Valley, which can also be made much safer by the same technologies that will keep us safe on Metro North. So it goes hand in glove. We got to get on top of it before we have another catastrophe.
Sean Patrick Maloney, always a pleasure to talk with you. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about something called the Zadroga Act.
Absolutely.